Thank you and good afternoon. Myrtle Avenue was closed off this morning after a citizen found a suspicious object that looked like a pipe bomb at the corner of Myrtle and Peninsula Avenues. Law enforcement arrived on scene and closed off Myrtle while the bomb squad unit investigated the unknown object and deployed a bomb squad robot. At the conclusion of the investigation, it was determined that the object actually turned out to be a circular pipe-like container used for carrying fishing poles. On February 23rd, Janae Berrigan and Lance McClain will be filing a wrongful death claim against the city of Eureka and Eureka police officers, including Stephen Linfoot and Brian Stevens, for the shooting death of their son, Thomas McClain. The 22-year-old McClain was shot and killed by Linfoot on September 17th. Witnesses claim that more than one officer may have fired their firearm during the incident, but it can only be confirmed that Linfoot discharged his weapon. Janae Berrigan and Lance McClain are seeking monetary damages of $10 million. Approximately 45 days after filing the claim, a lawsuit will be filed in federal court alleging wrongful death and civil rights violations. State Senator Hannah Jackson of Santa Barbara introduced a bill that would regulate the use of drones over private property. Hearings were held this week by the Judiciary Committee to discuss some of the issues surrounding the use and regulation of drones. Jackson explains that a balance has to be found.
I think we have to ask those questions about the use of drones for the accumulation of important information for the public, for the use of law enforcement. But the question then is, to what extent? How do we balance those expectations with the technology?
Jackson's bill would prohibit drones from flying over private property without permission from the property owner. A workshop will be held at the Eureka City Hall Monday morning. Dan Squire has more.
The Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, GoBiz, has scheduled a workshop for local businesses to take advantage of more than $150 million in available tax credits. The workshop will be held in council chambers at Eureka City Hall on Monday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 and is hosted by the Eureka Chamber of Commerce. The tax credits are available for businesses large and small, and those businesses will be judged on a wide range of criteria. For more information, contact the Eureka Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you, Dan. An autopsy was conducted on the body of 57-year-old Manila resident Kyle Scott McCaskill, whose body was found on Indian Island earlier this week. McCaskill's body was found by two oyster farmers, and the preliminary investigation led to no indications of foul play, and although a cause of death has yet to be determined, Coroner Trevor Enright explained that the death is considered accidental at this time. It's unclear how McCaskill ended up on the Indian Island, although the recent high tides could have played a role. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jennifer Johnson has been selected to be the new principal at Eureka City High School. She will take the position when the new academic year starts on July 1st. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck talked about the selection of Johnson, who is currently the principal at Washington Elementary.
Great new things happening in Eureka City Schools, and part of that is the transition of Jennifer from the principal of Washington Elementary to the principal of Eureka High School. And she was actually a math teacher at Eureka High School for 16 years, including leading what many people out there will recognize, the EAST program, and lots of positive things at Eureka High School before she went on to be the district instructional coach.
Van Fleck went on to explain some of the qualities a principal on any grade level should possess.
You need a leader that the teachers are willing to follow, and a leader that can bring the teachers and encourage them to take those risks and take their instruction to the next level inside the school. So not only do you need to lead with that vision of where you're taking your school into the future, you need to manage with that bureaucracy that unfortunately schools are. You have to manage the bureaucratical side of it as well.
Some of the other qualities Van Fleck mentioned included having a good relationship with the students and being able to manage doing considerable amounts of paperwork. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.